Good morning. Gabriel, are you thinking about it? He's going to do it from back there. All righty. It's Reformation weekend. This is the weekend when we celebrate that God was putting some things back right again in the church long ago. Some people were doing things in the church that weren't in agreement with God's word. They were doing what they wanted to do. They were doing their own personal preferences. And so God used Martin Luther to correct some of those things. And one of the things he did is Martin Luther had made a list of some of the problems from that day. And he wrote this long list. It's called the 95 Theses. Have any of you ever heard of that? 95 Theses. And he wrote them down and he nailed them to the door of the front church. Does that sound like a good way to get a notice out? Can I write a list of things? Can I write a list of complaints about the church and then nail them to our front door? Can I nail something to our front door? What's our front door made out of? When Luther nailed the theses to the door, that door is made out of wood. Here at our church, our door is made out of glass. What would happen if I pounded a nail into a glass door? It would break, so maybe I won't do that. So maybe if I don't do that, well, this is wood right here. Who thinks I could pound a notice into the pulpit? You think the Board of Trustees would be happy with me? Can I do that, trustees, pound a nail into the pulpit this morning? Probably not. So I have a modern equivalent. What's this called? Do you know? It's a post-it note, right? This has a little sticky on it. So what I'm going to do is Luther wrote 95 theses. That's a lot. I'm going to just write here, God's word, follow it. How's that sound? That's what he wanted us to do. Luther wanted us to remember the Bible and what it said. So I'm going to stick that right here. Does that work for everybody? There, see, that's not going to be a problem, is it? But he wrote that a lot of times, right? So I'm going to write another one. I'm going to write the same thing. God's word, follow it. Where should I stick this one? Do you know? Where would you like me to put it? Put it where? Where I have the other one? You want two of them here? Okay, that'll remind the preacher that he better preach the word, right? If I got that twice. Okay, I'm going to do one more. God's word, follow it. I'm going to put this one over here. Is that okay? I'm going to stick it on the communion rail. That way we can all see it and remind ourselves that that's what Luther was saying to the churches. We have to follow God's word, but also, guess what? For our church to follow God's word still, right? Even these days. And in 2020, to continue to follow God's word. That's what God wants us to do, to read his Bible, to know what it says, and then to live according to his word, right? Okay, thanks for coming up, guys. You can have it.